Hi, this is Mike Dettillier, and you are listening to Flourish Truly with Tina and Georgette.
Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is Tina and Georgette with Flourish Truly. Hey, my friend, another day, another dollar. How are you doing today?
You know, all things considered, not bad. Not bad for a Tuesday.
Wonk, wonk, wonk.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to laugh at the streaker last night on Monday Night Football getting knocked out. That was the highlight of the game, other than San Fran winning. Yep, sit down, Saints fans. I said that, but I had them in the pool, so it was important for me to get the point.
That streak. Let me tell you, that kid and that gender reveal. That's going to be one story for him. Dad's, you know, got knocked out. Probably going to get fined.
Bobby but, Wagner yeah, took him out.
Yes, took him out. It was awesome. Right. Hilarious. Probably the best. I mean, obviously the Rams, they got exposed for being the scams they are last night. And uh-huh. Have been, actually. They've been playing great. We all know that Super Bowl was a gimme for financial reasons to get tickets sold and stuff. Hollywood celebrity mm-hmm. Super Bowl. But yeah, that was like the highlight of the game for me, seeing that. I was like, I'm so glad, because I was flipping back and forth, and I'm so glad I didn't miss that. It was a highlight of my last couple of days. And that's sad to say that, because you know, the Saints played on Sunday.
I know, right? Oops.
At 8:30 in the morning, we got mm-hmm. up for dinner. Mm-hmm. It was too early to even drink, unless mm-hmm. you were having mimosas. And probably by the middle of the third quarter, people were already doing shots. I would have to say that early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Number one, I don't like early morning games. Number two, I don't like the overseas games. It's taxing on the players to travel over there. We're already beat up. And to have to get up and watch that at 8:30 in the morning, no, it was not worth it. I don't even know where to start, Georgette. Like I said, another day, another dollar, another loss. It's very, very frustrating. This team, okay, number one, let's just go with the things that are out of our control. Obviously, the injuries. Jameis Winston did not start. Andy Dalton came in. I'm glad Jameis didn't play. I hope they sit him this week. His injuries mm-hmm. are that bad, mm-hmm. in my opinion, that they're not a 1 week, let's sit on the bench and rest type
Agreed.
Repair. Mm-hmm. So I think he needs to sit out this week. I want him for the long haul, and I think it's only going to do damage if he comes back out there again. Obviously, Alvin Kamara was kind of a shock. We thought he would play. He was limited in practice, came out right before the game. He was not playing. Michael Thomas, he was also announced on Friday that he was going to be out. So we were out three of our huge offensive starters. Marcus May on defense, we definitely saw that effect on Sunday as well. The injuries, we have no control over, but everything else we can control. The complacency, 100. The sloppy, mm-hmm. undisciplined team, mm-hmm. Dennis Allen mm-hmm. sitting on the sidelines, just looking like a deer in the headlights, lost, doesn't mm-hmm. know what he's to do. And the truth is, I think he is lost. I think he's starting to lose his team, because in my opinion, it's 2 weeks and it's been lip service the last 2 weeks of what we've heard. Oh, you know, we've got to get better. We've got to clean it up. Blah, 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 blah. I'm tired of hearing it. After this week, if it's the same old, I'm done with Dennis. That's how I feel. I mean, we've got way too much talent on this team. Too much money is invested. And what we're seeing is unacceptable, just like the officiating, completely unacceptable to have mm-hmm. a bunch of BS penalties again against the Saints again. It's like a broken mm-hmm. record, even prior to 2019. But I mean, obviously, we all remember the no call and what it did. And, you know, it's frustrating as a Saints fan, as a football fan. I see this across the league. I said this the other day. It's not just with the Saints, it's across the league. But I mean, it's obviously being a Saints fan and watching this team and having money invested into it, time invested in it. We want to have the best product on the field, and the integrity of the officiating is just crap.
Mm-hmm. I have so many thoughts, but you know, I want to be mindful and let you say what you got to say, because you've got passion, girl. And
I'm over it.
I will go through my thoughts. Listen, here's how I'm going to address this. I made notes during the game on Sunday. I paid attention. Here are the things. Dennis, pop your ear to the Flourish Truly podcast to hear the following thoughts from Tina and I. Listen, we had a drive in the second quarter that was literal fire. 12 plays, 60 yards, touchdown. Thank you. Our defense saved us. We had four trips for the Vikings to the red zone, and we held them to field goals. bueno. Would I have preferred they never even made it to the red zone? And let's be clear, one of those drives, they got to the end zone or to the red zone because of penalties that we allegedly made, but were actually the Vikes. But whatever. Okay, I'll play this game with you officiating that it's us when Thielen gets away with a face mask. Anywho, Deontay Harty, he is not being used to his full potential. And if you watch him, you can see that he is quiet quitting. And I credit someone else on Twitter who used that phrase. And as soon as I read it, I was like, oof, that's exactly what he's doing. So I feel like he does not love just being on special teams. And I think that he tried to inject some fire when he tried to do the return on the punt, but then he lost the ball. But I will credit him with trying to fire up and make something happen at that moment. So I'm concerned that he's not being leveraged in a way that will engage him with the team. I don't want to pick on Andy Dalton because he actually did have a fairly decent game, but Dalton is Dalton. Check his film with the Bengals. Come back and talk to me. I'm just saying we can't rely on him long term, but I do enjoy him because he's got a great attitude.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Pete and DA. Coaching is our problem. And when I say coaching, what I mean is these calls are not appropriate for our offense. A blind man can read what we're doing. Like Pete's interview where he said, we don't want to be cute. That's unacceptable to me. So I don't know if you recall, but when they came back after half, it was either Pete or Dennis. We just have to run the ball and, you know, be efficient. We don't want to do cute plays, bro. We want to do cute plays. Okay.
This offense was founded on cute plays.
Correct. Correct. I was so furious when I heard he said that. I was like, bro, that's exactly what we need to be doing. Third Sean and Payton. Four.
Yes. Sean Payton. Cute Sean, yes. Petty Sean, yes. Slick Sean, whatever yes. you want to call it. Sean knew what to do. Mm-hmm. I said this. I feel like a broken record. It's like I'm repeating myself over and over. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dennis is trying to be their friend and date the daughter, no. you know, or the sister. And Sean would get in their face, grab their jersey, yell, scream, curse. We saw many times, yep. you know,
check your out.
Yes. Yeah, iconic. Hey, bench them. Bench them, make them accountable, because if you don't, the same thing is going to mm-hmm. continue over and over and over. Mm-hmm. We are now one quarter into the season, one quarter, mm-hmm. and we are one game with a miracle fourth quarter comeback against the freaking Atlanta Falcons.
We should have won that game on Sunday. Third and four, and you're throwing it? Are you kidding me right now? Penalties and messy fumbles. These boys need to get themselves, mm-hmm. yeah, they need to get correct with the fundamentals of the ball game. And at the end of the day, I'm not going to fault the players. And I know that there's been talk on Twitter, blip, 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 players. Here's what I'm going to say, coaches, because there's no repercussions for the behavior that we're seeing on the field. If mm-hmm. there were like folks being benched, bros being pulled, conversations happening on the sideline live, then I could say, now I'm going to talk to the players and say, yo, clean up your act. There's other dudes in the league that we could play with. But if the coaches are not delivering repercussions for these players, then I say that is a leadership problem. And that is where it starts. And DA and Pete and anybody else not handing out repercussions, you know, that old line from the movie back in the day, consequences and repercussions. If there are none, then you will never see a change in behavior.
Yeah, and that's just, they're like a bunch of high school 100%. Kids that keep skipping out of school and nothing happens to them. And it is lip service. You're saying words to me. It's like Charlie Brown, wah, 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 mm-hmm. wah, wah, wah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hearing, because nothing mm-hmm. is changing. And it's frustrating, because if fans are this aggravated, can you imagine with the players? Because they like we did everything right in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, Jameis getting hurt again was not something we accounted for. But okay, we signed Andy Dalton, who's a solid backup. Like you said, he's not our long-term answer, but he can get us over the hurdle and win a couple of games. I mean, we only gave up two sacks which is an improvement considering, you know, Jameis was getting hit. It seemed like every other play. So I'm sitting here like listening to you and it's like, yeah, you know, these are all the things the Saints fans are saying online. It's like, you know, you're frustrated. You start losing the players, you lose the locker room, you lose the fans, everybody loses all around. And then we have a serious situation. You know, you're only four games into the season. Okay, so we're having these same conversation next week, the week after that against the Bengals. And then it's like the players start getting frustrated and then that's it. It's done. And then, okay, so what happens the end of the season? Do they get rid of him? Then it's like basically, I don't want to say a rebuild, but you're starting all over with a new coach. I don't really even know. I can't, but I can read body language. I see on the sidelines. I see Jameis, you know, with the tablet. I see him and talking to Andy. You know, 2 weeks ago, we saw him in the QB coach's face. You can just see the frustration, these players and their post-game press conferences. How much longer are they going to accept this? It's just, it's too much when you know we got freaking Chris Olave, you know, who's leading the league in rookies right now. Him and Will Lutz are the two positive points on an entire football team.
Yeah.
You know, a 52-man roster, coaches, players right now, there's no name for it. It's just crazy to me to sit here and say we're having this conversation again a third week in a row. And Atlanta and Tampa Bay, you know, both are sitting on top of the division. The NFC as a whole is just junk this year. So if we can right the ship, we really have a chance. But I mean, I have no confidence in the team anymore. I really just don't, because I feel like Dennis doesn't have confidence in himself. And how are you supposed to lead a team if you don't believe in yourself and you want them to believe in you?
Well, this is it. This is it. And this is the thing where I get very irritable with the way that we're moving forward, right? Like you see that deer in the headlight look on Dennis's face. There's no affect. And if there is one thing guys playing football feed off of, it is the coach being passionate. They don't have to be like Shawnee P was. Sometimes he got a little bit, it was a little bit much. But to see something, see fire, I want Dennis to, he doesn't have to be Dan Campbell from the Lions, but you know that passion that Dan Campbell can inspire in a team that was losing every single game and they still came out there and fought like demons. And now look at them. They're making a turnaround this season. Maybe they're not winning a lot of games, but they're getting damn close. And you never see them give up. And they're trying to do creative stuff. And that's what I want to see, that level of fire out of Dennis. Maybe it's not in his personality, but I will tell you what, when we watched that Tampa game last year when Sean was out with the COVID and it was just Pete and Dennis and they were fired up on that sideline. And that's the combo I want to see. I anticipated we would have seen that fired up pair, you know, high-fiving each other, running up and down the sidelines, getting right into the game. And I'm not seeing that this season. I'm not seeing them.
I don't know if he's
with
overwhelmed.
That level of,
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe he needs to do the paperwork back at the office and he's got his mind on that. I'm trying to grasp the straws for this boy.
Yeah. Like me, the Saints have been trending for 3 days now on social media.
Yeah, and not good.
And no, it's not good. And also the crazy thing, it's nationally, it's not locally, it's not Saints fans here in New Orleans. It's people all over commenting about it that are fans of other teams. Like, man, what happened? How have y'all regressed so much? We don't have answers for it. I'm not even sure Dennis and Pete do. And it's a sad thing because we're better than this. I know we're better than this, but like I just said, if you don't believe in yourself, how do you ask your guys to believe in you?
Agreed.
And all I can say is this, Saints fans are starting to not believe. Let's just hope that they can come out and fight this week against Seattle. You start benching guys and we start bringing guys up from the practice squad or second and third stringers. If we lose, I'm okay with that because, you know, they're not our go-to guys, but start making the other ones accountable and realize, hey, you're going to lose your position if the next guy can come up and perform better than you.
Yep.
Because something needs to be done. Change needs to happen. Actions speak louder than words. And I'm tired of hearing wonk, wonk, wonk every week. So
agreed.
To end the show on the positive note, we will give a shout out to some teams that are actually doing the right thing and winning. LSU Tigers are 4-1, And Tulane Green Wave are 4-1 as well. Two of our local teams, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing on the field after having a rocky start for LSU in that first game. They needed to come back to win the last three. And of course, Tulane, which, you know, we don't hear a lot about. So that's awesome for them. And of course, you know, this past weekend, if y'all follow me on social media, you saw me talking about the Fried Chicken Festival. It had been on hiatus due to COVID. They had a huge success this weekend and people were just raving about it. And it's always fun. We're like in festival season. The weather was actually really nice here in New Orleans over the last couple of weeks. We've had no rain. It's back up in the 80s now, but we've got NOLA by NOLA and we have the Oak Street Po' Boy Fest that's coming up next month. So a lot of fun things that are happening. If you can't handle the stress of watching a Saints game, just go check out one of the festivals. Even if you're not in here locally in New Orleans, get out because it's not good for you. It's not good for your blood pressure and it's not good for your heart. The Saints have been stressing us way too much. So, anyway, if you want to chime in and you have questions or comments, and if you tell us what you think is going on with the Saints, because we'd really love to know. I don't even think they know themselves. Hit us up online. I'm Tina at The NOLA Girl on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can hit up our Flores Truly account at Flores Truly Pod on Twitter and Flores Truly Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And Georgette, you can tell everybody where they can come find you and tell you what the heck they think as well.
Oh my God. T. Carmichael, come talk to me and then you can take your message back to Dennis. You can find me on the Twitter at Georgie68. That's Georgie with two E's.
See, we now know why Dennis Allen does not have a Twitter account. We have figured it out. Everybody thought after he became head coach that he would get one. We now know why. This is the reason why. If he's doing anything right, that was the one thing he did right. He didn't get a Twitter.
Trust me,
he would be gone from here. So I hope everyone tries to have a fabulous week. Enjoy this beautiful weather. And we will see you at our normally regularly scheduled time on Sunday playing the Seattle Seahawks back home in the Dome at 12 p.m. Who dat, baby?
Who dat, baby?